free throws in the second quarter, and he had a two in the first quarter, so he has 3 points. Kyle Fletcher has 4 points, and those came in the first quarter. Sean McGrair, the point guard for USA, he had 3 in the first quarter. He missed a free throw as well, and the same story in the second quarter, so he has 6, missed 2 free throws. Grant Harris had the buzzer beater right before the half ended, so he has 2 points, and Brandon Ballard, the big 6'5" center sophomore for USA, he has 3 fouls, but he had 4 points right off the bat. An easy bunny, and he had 2 free throws that were good. That's it, though. So the score right now, 34-29 at half.
Very good game so far, just like we anticipated.
And looking at your shot chart there, Bad Axe favoring the right side of the 3-arc there. At number 5 for Bad Axe, Riffenbach, that's his area.
We knew he was going to come in wanting to shoot the 3. That's his forte. He's been doing it all year, and he's an excellent shooter at it. So I would be surprised if he stopped. 2 for 6 should not hold up a shooter. He's good. He will keep shooting the rest of the way.
And 33% behind the arc is not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Especially considering he started out at 100%. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half to wrap up this half, and we'll start out the second half. It's Bad Axe 34, USA 29.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
January is School Board Recognition Month, and Unionville Sebring area schools would like to thank these community volunteers for their untiring dedication to public education. Our school board volunteers at Unionville Sebring develop policies and make tough decisions that help shape the future of our educational system. We would like to salute these USA board members, including Lori Kemp, President, 10 years of service. George Urich, Vice President, 15 years of service. Kurt Ewald, Secretary, 22 years of service. Terry Green, Treasurer, 13 years of service. Michelle Curry, Trustee, 3 years of service. Donna Sting, Trustee, 8 years of service. And John Link, Trustee, 6.5 years of service. Again, we thank these Community Volunteer USA School Board members for their service and dedication to our community. For more information on USA Public Schools, visit their website at www.thinkusa.org.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using, and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its 5th anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Well, we're back here in USA. The second half about to start here. 34-29, Bad Axe leads, of course, tonight's game is being brought to you by Sun Skylet, Morris Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, M25 in Sebring, Kohler Propane, USA Schools, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, McVay Insurance Agency of Bannex, and Yingle and Nellendorf, Fear Home of Sebring. And the cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. 8 minutes on the clock now to start the third quarter. Bannex leads by 5. USA, due to possession arrow, gets it to start the second half. McGrair gets it to start, and he's dribbling left to right now across your radio and into the near corner.
FedEx is standing in the man-to-man.
And Kyle Fletcher passes down to Ballard with an easy layup. He puts it in. This one's up to 2. The lead, now only 3. Ballard with the 6th point of his game, 34-31, FedEx leads. Griffenbark has it down the key, passes it into the corner to Dean, who takes a long 2. This one off the back of the rim, no good. Ballard with the rebound. Ballard came to play this half, it appears. And here comes McGrair and the Patriot. Passes into Fletcher in the corner, dribbles back out. Pass to the corner. And that would be 23, Sean McGrair. He passes it right back to Nick Fletcher. Hey-oh, that's a 3 on the left wing. And we got a tie ball game, folks. USA scores 5 straight points to tie this one up. In less than a minute, 7:08 remains in the third quarter. This one's out of bounds by Bannex. A sloppy turnover on the hatchet portion makes a USA ball again. Tie ball game, 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
USA is trying to dial up some pressure, bringing that 1-2-2 zone press. That seems to be working.
McGrair passes into the post Fletcher, which then gets turned over. That's Bannex ball. Here comes Quinn. Quinn dribbling up, sets up the offense, drafts it right down to Dean. But then hands it off to number 4 or 5. Spencer Kelly goes up with a no foul. And then Dean goes back up again. Goes to 2, and it's good, and the foul. So Dean with a potential 3-point play at the free throw line for FedEx. The first points of the half, it's 36-34. This foul on USA, their first team foul of the half, and the first on number 21, Sean Faber for USA. Dean at the line, shooting 1. It's up and good. The 3-point conversion complete.
Dean is playing very well tonight. Hustling down low, making shots around in and around the paint, around the free throw line.
He now has 12 points on the game. 6.5. McGrair sets it up at the top of the key for USA. As a give and go to Faber back to McGrair, but it's tipped, so Nick Fletcher ends up with it at the top of the key. He sets up the offense. Passes into the corner, over to Faber. Back up to McGrair, top of the key. Another pick set. McGrair advances 3 dribbles and takes the long jump shot. Ballard goes up for the rebound. Looks like there's a push in the back by number 45, Spencer Kelly, for FedEx. And that's going to be a foul on him. USA ball underneath their own hoop.
It looks for Ballard to really make his presence be felt in the second half. He got pushed in the back on that one because he had great positioning for the rebound.
So that's Spencer Kelly's 2nd foul. I apologize for that halftime stats there. So Spencer Kelly now has 2 fouls, and USA has it at the free throw line. That would be Kyle Fletcher. Now to Faber into the post. Back out to Kyle Fletcher, who takes the extended 2, no good. And it's a rebound by Nick Fletcher, who puts it up, no good. And then another offensive rebound on USA. Looks like Ballard brought it in. And a foul on FedEx, and USA is going to get it underneath their own hoop once again. This foul.
This is Coach about Sam, but Ballard is really a mismatch problem here tonight.
Yes, he is. Bannex really doesn't have anyone but Will Sun, who's coming to the game right now. As Spencer Kelly just racked up his 3rd foul, 2 fouls in about 2 minutes for Bannex. So, Will Sun comes to the game for Spencer Kelly. Shot by USA, no good. Here comes Quinn for Bannex. Dribbles down right down the middle of the key. Brings it back out over to... Or Riffenbach in the corner, back up to Quinn at the top.
USA is standing in their 1-3-1 zone.
Pulaski dribbles in on the left side, tries to put up a 2, no good. Dean puts it up, no good as well. Back over to Pulaski, that one's no good, and it's a rebound by USA. Here comes McGrair. Number 5, Nick Fletcher, wide open for USA. Hey-oh, that's a 3, and a timeout by USA. So just like that, it's another tie ball game, folks, at 37. We'll be back right after this.
Your
number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.